All right, so where are we headed?
Well, we're going to start on the west side of town near and follow the path of the tornado near the Country Club Hills subdivision, Park Place Apartments, work our way through Highland Park, and if we have enough time, we'll continue the path with the path of the tornado east and maybe work towards Cedar Crest subdivision, which was hit again, this time for the second time in less than 3 years.
All right, here we go.
All right. Now it's kind of go slow here. These are the apartments, and this is the Country Club. You're going to see where the path went. And see, they had to put all these new poles up within a couple days. These are the apartments that were impacted.
Well, obviously a lot of damage here. Where are we right now?
We're on the west side of Kokomo. These are Park Place Apartments. The 249 apartment units, we had to condemn them temporarily while they're being rebuilt. So right now no one's living here. So they were almost 100% occupied. So we still have people that are in a temporary housing situation.
How many people are displaced right now in Kokomo?
We went past the emergency shelter phase, and we're now where there are still people that are living with their in-laws or a brother or some of that. And I don't have an exact number at this point. We've worked to try to find places for them. I know of a family that lives permanently, and they're renting a house now on the south side of Kokomo. So some people have made the adjustment. Others are still a little bit in transition. Take a left here. We'll cut through there, and I'll show you what I'm talking about. Because the park's down there that we're gonna see, but we'll take the other route, cut through there. But this was just this was a wall of trees, and now that's where we're gonna head down into the devastated area down there. And it just—I mean, this was.
Sick. Yeah, you could not.
You couldn't see. In fact, you really. Yeah, you could. Yeah, all this dirt were trees.
So here we are at Highland Park, and it's not just homes, but trees and playground equipment. There's a lot of damage. A
lot of damage. This is the south side of Highland Park. Highland Park is the second largest park in our park system, and I equate it to the closest thing we have to a state forest. I think we lost about 70 trees that were over 100 years old.
And that's not something you can replace in a day.
Nope. Yeah. It's not. The playground equipment, we will figure that out. But we're working on a reforestation plan. Obviously, we've already begun to order trees. Some of the playground equipment, a lot of it was older playground equipment. We'll get some insurance money for that. We won't get any for the tree replacement.
So when something like this happens, obviously you're going through a lot here, but it must be somewhat nice to have all of this help and support coming from outside of the city as well.
We've just had an outpouring, probably 20 to 25 different cities sent manpower, equipment, at least for one day. Some stayed multiple days, so I can't thank them enough. We just had an announcement, a local credit union that's helping us with our Rebuild Highland Park plan to rebuild the playground area and start the reforestation of Highland Park. We hope to have a few other corporate sponsors come in to help us start that process. We've had a sporting team, high school sporting teams from around here that have just stepped up. There are hundreds of good stories to come from a terrible situation.